Hey, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie will be back on Monday. I'm Matt Rothschild, subbing in here for Maggie with my guest host, Angela Lang. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to take your calls here in the last 8 minutes or so of the show. It's 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We'll get back to our conversation with Steve Bauer in a second, but Jake has been patiently holding online. That's Jake from Racine. Jake, what's on your mind?
Hello. Comment and question for Mr. McCallum. And, I really have nothing wrong with the peace and love nonpartisan approach and bringing people together that way. But, you know, a lot of Republicans.
Can't hear you, Jake. We seem to have lost you there for a second.
We
are you
him.
Still
we're gonna
with
try
us?
To, we're going to try to get him back on the line.
Okay. I mean, this is a real question. How do we talk to people who voted for Trump? Half the state voted for Trump. Half the country voted for Trump. Half plus one.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, especially those of us that are marginalized. And, you know, I've said this before that it's at some point, I know I'm not there yet, but like folks are going to regret the choice that they made and they're going to see how Trump's policies directly impact them. And how do we organize them? And that's going to be a very difficult conversation, but I think one that we'll ultimately need to have.
We have our caller back too, guys.
All right, Jake, pick up where you left off, please.
Hello. Yes. I wanted to ask Mr. McCallum about people like Charlie Sykes and many Republicans, of course, Liz Cheney, who basically feel the Republican Party is the one that has gone off the track as far as democracy. And they're calling on Republicans, you know, Republicans like Mr. McCallum and those are in, currently in the office to stand up to the president-elect and the people he surrounds himself with and to retake the party from the MAGA group. And I wonder why Mr. McCallum has chosen to take a nonpartisan approach instead of work within his party.
Well, Jake from Racine, thanks so much for the call. And I think it's a really wise, perceptive question. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to it, and he's not here with us online anymore, so I can't answer for him. I will say, at least he wasn't cheerleading for Donald Trump like his predecessor, Governor Tommy Thompson, was, which I found really disreputable and disgusting.
Yeah.
And just knowing Scott's personality, because I've known him for 25 years, he doesn't usually want to stick his neck out too far. I mean, he did when Walker and Voss were stealing power from Governor Evers. He doesn't see himself as a combatant really in the way that Liz Cheney does right now. Anyway, that's my best guess, Jake, but thanks for the call. I do think there is a moral duty for people to denounce Trump if they're in the Republican Party and what Trump is trying to do with our democracy. So I'm right with you there, Jake. If you want to join the conversation, it's 855-752-4842.
We have Paul from Madison here, too, as well.
We do? All right, let's get him on.
Hey, man, I just want to quickly ask you, and I think I have my facts right. What about the 15 million, or south of 15 million people that didn't vote and just decided not to, that voted in the last election, Trump versus Biden? I mean, I don't understand what happened there, so thank you.
Well, thanks for the call. And that is a good question, too. And I think a lot of people will be looking at it. I think Gaza was a problem. I think Gaza was a big problem for young activists on college campuses and in communities around the country. The people with the highest moral conscience were most likely to be the best organizers that we could have, especially of their cohort, but maybe, with their own parents, too. And they just were taken out of the equation. And I think that was a huge problem. The other thing is inflation was hurting everybody. So I think that was another problem, too. Angela, what's your feeling.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, especially looking at some of the numbers on college campuses, I think you start to see the impact of the genocide that's happening. But also, again, you know, there are folks that said, I don't feel that either party is going to do anything for me. And my family is hurting. I'm struggling to get by. And so I think it's a mix of both of those. But I also think, you know, that's a question for like the party, too. And, you know, one of my questions for Steve as well is, you know, what's next? You all did this really great deep canvassing, understanding that there's a lot of folks that didn't come out for whatever reason or, you know, maybe voted for Trump. And even after the April election, just wondering you all's kind of plans on how to maybe get folks engaged, re-engage them, especially in the downtime that we have, you know, a solid 10 months before the next election in 26.
Steve Bauer, do you have an answer for that one?
Well, you know, a couple things. I attended an Indivisible meeting with many, many thousands of people, and they said that, you know, there is going to be overreach. There's going to be pushback. People are going to say, I didn't vote for that. You know, like, for instance, let's dissolve the Department of Education. You know, and already parents are saying, wait a second, funding for my special needs child is going to evaporate. I didn't vote for that. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback. And the other thing that the Indivisible people said, look, is that we do have to organize locally. And we're starting slowly here in Jefferson County to do that. And there are a lot of people that are like-minded with an eye on the midterm elections. And it's
Steve,
really
we're going to have to cut it off there. We're out of time, unfortunately. I do want to thank you for being our guest here. I want to thank the other guests who are on the show. Angela Lang, always great to be with you. I want to thank Cardi in the booth. Thank Maggie Dawn for letting me sub in here on the Maggie Dawn Show. She'll be back on Monday. Stay tuned for the Dom Salvia Show all across the Civic Media Radio Network.